She love when I talk my shit. I'ma talk it. Top guy, big in the pie, in the oven. Music like crack for the hoes. Bitches love it. Got a boatload of light to unload. Glow heavy, I am what you are not. The guy boo, took a shot now. Back, it's my move. You cannot play games with him and not grow. Fuck around, get 316, stone cold. Did it on the auto. Late night, slow crime. Really am a bother. You a killer, how you beefing with a nigga? Ain't shot him, I'm a problem. Got bars, run up, get slotted. Yeah, find a wave surfing. Riding on the surface, searching for a purpose. What's a volcano to a furnace? Run the circuit, then it's thinking for your service. Like who said you couldn't be a god? Yeah, they said you couldn't be a king. Lies. Yeah, who said you couldn't be a god? Yeah, they said you couldn't be a king. Lies. Shine. Yeah. Eye of a holder, hold up. I am an idol, if I ever know one. Yeah. Just got fresh, so I'm looking to come up. Only no bucks, handy to Copo. Heard he got a shot like Booker at Staples. Must be a miracle, one of them angels. Must be the drive like manual clutches. Put them in a box like one of them lunches. Put them on the shelf like one of them vases. Made it through the storm, he deserve an ovation. You can take a shot like one of them chases. I don't get involved, not none of the fake shit. Look, I'm 35, but I'm 29. Six guys said it best, baby, look alive. Look, this is not an image, you should feel the vibe. Got glow with the force that the weaker die. It's in the side. Why? Who said you couldn't be a god? Yeah, they said you couldn't be a king. Lies. Yeah, who said you couldn't be a god? Who said you couldn't be?
Hey, what's going on with you?
What's going on, fam?
Hey, this is Naptown Eddie.
Hey, what's going on? What's going on, man? God is good.
Hey, on the phone with Edwin Robinson II.
Hey, yes, sir.
Man, congratulations on, man, Blue 6.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
Big shout out to 101.1 The Beat, Phoenix. Shout out to 105.8. Vegas, over there banging that song, man. It's just spreading like wildfire, ain't it?
Yeah, I'm getting them DTR spins, man. Them digital tracking spins, man. We about to hit the charts with it, man.
Man, congratulations on that, especially on your YouTube video. Over 400,000 views.
Yeah, we moving, man. I want to shout out Radio Pushers, too, man. A big, integral part of my success, and Jonathan Wright as well.
Man, describe your style. Go ahead.
My style.
Like your flow.
The beats just talk to me.
Huh?
The beats just talk to me. Like, mm-hmm. It's crazy. Like, I'm a producer, so, like, I don't come into a situation with a particular style. Like, I just, you know, I get in the zone, I make the beat, and whatever the beat just tells me to do, you know, it's my canvas. I just paint over it.
See, what I hear when I listen to your songs is more social conscious, uplifting. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
big shout out to that, because not too many radio stations are playing that kind of music nowadays. Yeah, and it's more
time for a change, though, man.
Yeah, it is time for a change. It is, no doubt. And I'm glad you're one of the artists that take that step and get on that level of doing that.
Yeah, it's definitely risky, you know, it's risky, but I've been through it, you know. I've been in prison and back, mm-hmm. You know, I sold drugs, I came to the streets, the music that I used to make, it was detrimental to our society.
And when you're going in and out.
Yeah, hold on, I'm in the hood right now.
Okay.
Yeah, I still make records that represent the streets, you know, because that's where I come from. Mm-hmm. But we have a responsibility as artists, you know, to drop news in our, within our lines as well, you know. So a lot of my music, I want to drop jewels, you know, to help the youth and let them know that, you know, you can overcome great adversity, you know, if you're persistent, you're diligent, you work hard, you know, put your faith in God, really anything really is truly possible.
Hey, straight up. But, man,
real talk.
That's real talk, man, because you got so much going on out here. You know what I'm saying? Especially, and I throw this in with the government shutdown, people are so depressed out here. And not too many voices in the music industry are trying to say anything or send out a message in their tracks that uplifts the listener.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we kings and queens, first of all, number one, we can never forget where we came from, you know, like where we all came from. You know, that's important to highlight that factor, because when we come into a situation with a mindset that we're kings and queens, we're going to act differently, we're going to feel differently, we're going to think differently. And, you know, I love the new music. I ain't going to lie. Like, when I turn up, I like to turn up to 21. I like to turn up to the Migos. I like to turn up to Lil Pump. But when I hit that road trip, you know, I'm moving when I'm making moves, you know, and I'm just riding, I want to listen to that Edwin Robinson II. You know, I might throw in some Kendrick or some Cole. You know, when I'm at home and I'm about to get inspired to produce a beat or something, you know, it's just different levels. You know what I'm saying? Don't get me wrong, I'm not shitting on any of the current artists or music, because I enjoy that as well. It's just that every artist has a responsibility to make music that's going to help inspire somebody else's life, regardless if it's a Lil Pump or Evan Robinson II.
Now, how often are you in the studio doing tracks? Like, give us the hours of how long does it take to make a masterpiece?
Man, well, yesterday I was in the studio for 16 hours straight. Mm-hmm. And it takes me a long time. I'm not classically trained with, like, making beats. Or, you know, I don't know how to play instruments, you know, or read music. I play everything by ear. So it takes me a little longer to construct the beat. When I produce a record, typically, like Mood 6, that was just, it was so easy for me. Mood 6 came natural. Sometimes things just happen organically and it just comes so natural. It took me about 4 hours to make that beat, and then maybe like an hour just to write the verses, you know, and like another hour to record it. So I had that whole song, you know, produced, written, and recorded in about 8 hours, but that was just something I was really feeling, man. There's a line in there when I say late night slow grind, really I'm unbothered.
Mm-hmm.
I really was up late. You know, it was a late night, you know what I'm saying? It was a very slow grind, and I was just unbothered with what other artists was doing at that point in time. I was just focused on me and my craft and, you know, catching that Holy Ghost.
Oh, man. Yeah, that was straight up nice, though, man. And also the video. Who edited the video for you?
I did that myself, man.
No shit.
You know, I do all my video editing, all my production, all my mixing and mastering. You know, I'm just trying to do it all, man. Like, I've been screwed over, you know, as most artists, they will. They'll say, go to this studio, give them X amount of dollars, they're going to have you sounding like this. And in some situations, you might dump your whole life savings on, you know, studio time, paying for beats and shit, and you don't get the quality that, you know, you're expected. So it's always best to do as much as you can by yourself. And I'm learning. I'm a student. I'm not, you know, I'm learning. You know, if for the people that haven't heard my music or for the people that haven't seen the videos, I don't want y'all to log on and expect to hear the greatest shit you ever heard in your life. But I would like you guys to see the potential and, you know, the potential and where it could go. Once I stay diligent and learn a little bit more, because every day I'm continuing to learn, I'm continuing to grow, and I'm just, you know, I'm just working, man.
Like they say, life is like college. You know what I'm saying? You got to continue to learn out here, man, especially when you have a dream and you got your goals down. You're trying to make that motherfucker to a reality the best way you can by putting in long hours. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, 16 hours. I want people to know that, because, see, people will criticize songs. It's okay to criticize. I mean, you know, that's what you like is what you like. But at the same time, they think that hits come that easy. Because it's, you know, and people's like, some people that don't know the industry like that, they think it's just because it's a big name, it's just going to automatically be a hit song. Now, it takes a lot of hours, a lot of production in there. You got to get your Pro Tools right, or you using Logic or GarageBand. You feel me? So, hell, you got to get that mixing together. Yeah.
Yeah. Marketing is a big, big thing, man. Mm-hmm. You can have the hottest record in the world, but if you don't spend the dollars on, there's not one song or one video in this world that just got loaded up to YouTube and just went viral without marketing.
Yeah.
There was some type of marketing that went behind that song. So if you're thinking you had the hottest song in the world, I promise you, if you don't spend money and your dollars into marketing that product, nobody's going to know it exists. And shout out to Kareem, too, for actually making this connection happen.
Big shout out to Love.
Made this connection. Yeah, and Real Entertainment News, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to them, too, man.
Yep. And also, what you said with marketing, you know, you have a lot of, there's a lot of dope-ass underground artists out here, but if they're not putting in the money to get their sales known, you know, it's not going to happen. There's a lot of people that's hating on Cardi B. Cardi B had a team behind her, and look at her now.
I love Cardi B. Yeah. I was in Cardi B's DM when she had the crooked teeth, man.
Yeah.
I love Cardi B, man.
That's what's up.
Love Cardi B, man. Like, for real. Like, I really was trying to write and produce for her, like, because I seen just, like, we like two peas in a pod. She comes from the same shit that I come from, and, you know, I just love Cardi, man. Shout out Cardi B.
Yeah, shout out Cardi B, man, because she is a boss straight up, man. And, like, between her and Nicki Minaj, I pick Cardi B any day of the week because the lyrical flow. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I like Cardi, man.
Yeah, Cardi.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you on that.
You know, but, like, let me ask you this question. Now the Super Bowl is coming up. You got Gladys Knight says she's going to do National Anthem. I think Cardi B is one of the performers there. Somebody else.
I think she rejected it. Cardi B rejected it. She's not going to perform.
She's not going to perform? So, okay.
Yeah, Cardi B rejected it. Travis Scott, Maroon
Big Boy.
5 is for sure, though.
Big Boy, too?
I didn't hear Big Boy, but Big Boy doesn't seem like the type that would strike to do it. Mm-hmm. I don't think he's that thirsty for attention. He's already a legend and the things he's done with Outkast. So I don't see Big Boy really jumping. He's always been pro-black and, you know, standing up for the rights of the people. So I don't see Big Boy doing it. But I could see Travis Scott. He said he's going to give a portion of that money to charity. And, you know, I'm not going to knock him. You know, maybe if I was in that position, I definitely support Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah.
But you got to think about your career, you know, and if you're able to bring it's a tricky situation.
It's
a tricky situation. Shout out to everybody that's been involved. I don't know if I could turn down the Super Bowl opportunity regardless of the circumstance. Maybe I would do the Super Bowl and wear I support Colin Kaepernick's shirt.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or, you know, or a Black Lives Matter shirt, you know what I'm saying? Just to get the message out there to kill two birds with one stone. But there's always a way around that. Hopefully Travis Scott will do something dope like that, man.
Yeah, because like Chrisette Michelle, when she performed at the inaugural ball and all of a sudden her ticket sales started going down, you know, she's not, people don't market her as much as they was before the inaugural ball. So now,
I was in her DMs too.
Man, I ain't mad at you. That one, and she's such a talented singer. It's being affiliated with, you know, the current political party that's in power. It's not looking good for anybody in the music game right now. You know, So that being said, man,
hold on. Trump did pass the act, and this is why I agree with. So we can get paid more money for artists. Get paid more money, you know what I'm saying? I don't agree with all of Trump's actions. I really don't. But some of the shit that he did is beneficial for me. He hooked up the small businesses, which I can appreciate.
Okay.
He hooked up, you know, the music act and this whole, like, helping people that's been incarcerated to get out, you know, with lighter sentences. That's definitely beneficial. Now, I don't agree with building a wall. I think that's senseless to spend billions of dollars on a wall that somebody can definitely climb or dig under. I don't agree with ripping people's families apart, you know what I'm saying, and some of the things that he says. But there's been a couple of things that Trump has done to be beneficial for artists, man. And I just want to let the record be known. I voted for Hillary.
Okay, yeah. I understand that. I didn't vote for neither one of them. I wrote in God. That was it.
Yeah,
I was scared of both of them motherfuckers. But yeah, on that note, you know, like Trump, what he's been doing for a music artist, that's dope because it allows not only to artists to own your own publishing, but get more money out of it.
What were you saying?
Oh yeah, my fault. Yeah, but on Trump, he passed the law that artists can get paid more by owning their own publishing.
That was dope.
That was dope because see.
That was dope.
But nowadays, like I said to many other artists, that record labels, nobody want to go to the record label no more. Everybody want to do independent. And one of the first people to do that, and I had to go to the elephant that's been in the damn media all day, is Soulja Boy. He's one of the first guys. I had to give it to him. Now let me go on this real quick. He was one of the first guys ever to do digital sales and make over $10 million off of it. Nowadays,
right.
That's the thing to do today. And he cashed in all that money. And it didn't go to no record label. It didn't go to Bad Boy or whoever the fuck records. Nah, it went straight to him. You know,
Soulja Boy has been entertaining, to say the least, for the last week, man.
Yeah.
He's been entertaining, to say the least, man. And that's what it's all about, man. The entertainment. I don't think Soulja Boy has any quarrels with Kanye or Drake, but he just realizes he's getting a reaction from saying these names, man, and it's working for him, man. He did a performance yesterday at Gims at the Barclays, man. It was a crazy pop-up performance, man. It looked like he was lit, man. Shout out Soulja Boy, man.
Right. Who influenced you as far as in the hip-hop industry?
Who influenced me?
Yeah.
Man, I would say God's my number one influence. You know, because he gives me all the strength, and he gave me my charisma, my ability to write and produce, you know, my sound thinking mind. So that's my number one influence. I'd say my mother and my father, they're a big influence. I go hard for my family. As far as music influences, I'd have to say Jay-Z is a big influence. Kanye West is a huge influence. T.I.,
mm-hmm.
The Game, Love the Game, Snoop Dogg, shit. The list goes on and on. There's so many great artists in the game, man. Dr. Dre is a great influence, you know, on the production side.
Right.
I love Pharrell. So many great influences in the game, man.
Okay. And, you know, you being in
I like Drake, too, man. Got to shout out Drake. Drake is hard as fuck.
But, okay, here's the real quick on that one. Are you a real MC if you don't write your own lyrics? Are you a real lyricist?
Yeah.
You are?
Of course. I'm not gonna hold that against you because I ghostwrite for people.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm working on my project and I'm writing two other projects to produce two other projects. One for Jamaica Felton and the other one for Santa Montana. So which is both sides of my production and writing company. So I'm not ever gonna shit on somebody that's not writing their own lyrics. If the shit is hot, it's hot. And if you can get on stage and vocalize that and, you know, be entertaining at the same time and make good music, that's going to be a real MVP. And I'm not going to hold that against anybody because that takes food out of my mouth being a ghostwriter.
Yeah, okay. I wouldn't blame you. I wouldn't expect you to say, no, you're not a real lyricist. Then you got to, you know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody want to come to you for ghostwriting. Like, oh, yeah, no, fuck. That's what you want?
I need some checks, man. Yeah. But you know what it is, though, man? Like, it's more than just, like, for you to put your own swag. Like, I could write something. Let's say I write something for Kanye. Let's say I write something for Drake. You know, they going to put their own swag on it using, like, whatever I wrote.
Uh-huh.
So they're making it their own. And then they got to perform it, and they got to, they got to perform it and they got to deliver it in the way that they only can do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's more than just, oh, I did I write it? I'm pretty sure they put their two tidbits into it too.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on, I got to go in the strip club real quick. Hold on.
Yeah.
Checking traps. Hey, what's up, man?
Come on, man.
I'm just here to pick up the my different beat portfolio. What's up, mama?
That one?
Yeah, thank you so much, man. All right. All right, cool. We had to go, fam.
Yeah, you say you at the strip club?
Yeah, just real quick.
Check this out. I got to be there in a couple of hours because I got a job interview for the MC gig.
Oh, yeah, you got it. What strip club?
It's in Indianapolis, Indiana. It's called PT Show Club. Showgirls Club, yeah.
PT's, they got a PT's at, where was PT's at? They got a PT's in Myrtle Beach that's popping, and they got a PT's in Vegas, I think.
Okay. Hell yeah.
Yeah, I went to the Myrtle Beach one. That was pretty dope, man. But congratulations on that job. You definitely got to get it.
Man.
To the Volvo dealership.
So, yeah.
Go down there.
Hell yeah. I was like, yeah, you're a strip club? Damn. What a coincidence. I got to be in a couple
hours. You know what? Like, I come from the cloth, man. I come from the cloth, man.
Yeah, I feel you, man. Hell, pimping ain't easy. No.
we don't use the P word, man. Cause, you know, it takes a certain type of man to be a real pimp. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, true.
I don't have those bones in my body.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I got Mac bones in my body. I don't think I got pimp bones in my body, though.
Yeah.
Because a real pimp is just a different type of nigga, man. I got too much respect for women. So I love women. I got too much.
Go ahead.
Going on, but if they want to invest in the business, you know what I'm saying? I take investments all day.
Yeah, I did that. I did that, man. So what else you got going on, bro?
So I got two projects I'm working on. Tato Montana, she got a single that I produced called Wet, and that's available on all streaming platforms. It's Tatum, T-A-T-U-M, Montana, M-O-N-T, Montana, M-O-N-T-A-N-A.
Uh-huh.
And her single's called Wet, produced by me, and I got a feature on there. And I'm working on Jamaica. She's the newest signee to my writing and production company called My Different Beats, and I'm working on both those projects. I did enter the Rhythm and Flow, made it to the second round of audition, so we're going to see how that goes, and that features Cardi B, T.I., and Chance the Rapper as well.
Oh, shit.
Hopefully you might see me on Netflix.
Okay, bet, man. Hey, congrats on that, man.
You can go check out my audition on YouTube. Just YouTube, Rhythm and Flow Audition, Edwin Robinson II. And I just did a couple little quick 16s over some original production.
Man, that's dope, man. Hey, you going to the second round, brother? Yeah.
The second round was basically just the audition tape, you know what I'm saying? Once I got signed up and got registered, they hit me with the email back and told me to go ahead and upload my shit. And, you know, it's God willing, you know?
God willing, man. God willing.
God willing.
Hey, man, but appreciate you, man, for getting on the phone with me, man. Tell how everybody can follow you.
Man, my Instagram is pretty lit right now. My Instagram handle is at ERTWOOO. And everybody says ER2, but it's really ER2 for Evan Robinson II. So it's ERTWOOO. My Facebook is my company, My Different Beats. If you need any original production, if you need songwriting services, I provide that. You can hit me on my Instagram or my Facebook, and of course my Twitter handle is Edwin Robinson II. And I just want to say I appreciate you so much for this interview, man. And I'm grateful for every opportunity that I get, man. And this is a big opportunity, and you know I'm just very thankful and grateful, man. So thank you for having me.
Hey, man, thank you for coming on, man. Are you on Spotify or? What all those?
Definitely. I'm on Spotify, Apple Music, Edwin Robinson II, Edwin Robinson, and Invisible Eyes. And that's for Spotify, Apple, YouTube, Deezer. I'm everywhere.
SoundCloud?
No SoundCloud. No.
Okay.
You don't get paid off SoundCloud.
Oh, I thought you get paid off SoundCloud.
Don't get paid off SoundCloud. SoundCloud is a way for artists that don't got their business together to get their music heard. See, like, because you can just do it. You can just record a record and just upload it right to SoundCloud. They're not tripping about copyright. And that's another way where labels can actually go and just jack your shit on SoundCloud. So all my stuff is copyrighted and, you know, registered through BMI, so I just prefer to put it on Spotify, Apple, and, you know, Tidal. Definitely check me out on Tidal and some of the other streaming services that we have available.
Hey, man, I hope nothing but great things for you, bro.
Thank you.
Dog, I can't wait to go out there to Arizona because, man, I get to see you and many other people from Arizona, dog.
Take you to the strip club.
Yes, take to the strip club, please.
I got you. They're going to roll out the red carpet for you.
Oh, man. That'd be dope, man. But appreciate you, man. Stay safe out there, bro. And hopefully you come back on the show.
Yeah, no doubt. And also, I want to say, whoever your listeners are, if you are in Arizona, the best strip club for y'all to go to, y'all got to go see Ashton at Explicit Show Club. She's the coldest.
Oh, shit.
Ashton at Explicit Show Club. She the coldest. Glendale, Arizona.
All right. Appreciate you, my man.
I appreciate you, too, man. God bless.
All right. God bless.